Now it's time for Rain and Shine, your weekly regional science update, where we explore how the planet works and how we work with the planet. It's that special season again. For those of you who eat birds, you know what I'm talking about. It's turkey season. I wait for this season all year. I look forward to it so much that once I got in a week-long for-real fight with an ex of mine who thought it would be fine to forego the bird. It wasn't, and we didn't. But for someone who loves turkey as much as I do, you might ask why I wait when I could have it any time. But no, now is the time, the special time for turkey. The turkey, Latin name Meleagris gaiopavo, is indeed a special bird. So today, we wanted to share with you a little more about our shared avian love. Indigenous to the northern and southern continents we now call America, the turkey was first domesticated by people also indigenous to these lands circa 800 BC. However, unlike our modern-day association of turkey as food, these birds weren't initially used for their meat, but rather for their feathers. Used in ceremony for many centuries by Native Americans, the turkey feather is also the traditional guide feather used in arrows, and is still today stuck in hats for good luck. Long and strong, or soft and iridescent, these feathers are something special. Symbolically, they remind us that our relationship with the land and with each other are reciprocal sources of nourishment, and that to receive this nourishment, we must give back to each other and to the earth. As you may know, the turkey was a contender for America's national bird, and scholars believe that, had America not been at war with England during the time the national seal was designed, we would have ended up with the bird of abundance and good health as our symbol. Not a big fan of the eagle, this is what Benjamin Franklin had to say about it. "For my part," he declared, "I wish the eagle had not been chosen as the representative of this country. He is a bird of bad moral character. He does not get his living honestly. You may see him perched in some dead tree where, too lazy to fish for himself, he watches the labor of the fishing hawk, and when that diligent bird has at length taken a fish and is bearing it to its nest for his young ones, the eagle pursues him and takes the fish. With all this injustice, he is never in good case." Franklin argued that the turkey would have been a more appropriate symbol, a much more respectable bird, and a true native of America. He pointed out that the turkey was indeed a bird of courage and would not hesitate to attack a gerrymander of British guards who should presume to invade his farmyard with a red coat on. While Franklin was not successful in his bid for designation of our national symbol, the turkey's power persists to this day. So I was curious, why do we call a turkey a turkey? It turns out there may be a variety of reasons, none of which have to do with it coming from Turkey, and all of which, like the day we eat turkey, connect back to colonialism. The Turks themselves knew the bird didn't come from their homeland. They thought it came from India. And in Turkey, turkey is called Hindi. But the British assumed it came from Turkey because it looked a little bit like guinea fowls, or it may have arrived in English markets via Turkish merchants. Or maybe early settlers, thinking it looked like a guinea hen, just called it turkey cock, which was the English name for guinea hen. Or it could be that the fowl received its English name from Christopher Columbus's interpreter, Luis de Torres. Torres referred to the American bird he encountered as a tuki, the word for peacock in ancient Hebrew. It seems like no one really knows how we got to calling this lovely bird a turkey. The turkey's scientific name doesn't make much sense either. Meleagris gaiopavo is a hodgepodge. The first name comes from a Greek myth in which the goddess Artemis turned the grieving sisters of the slain Meleager into guinea fowls. The second name is a portmanteau. Gaio is derived from the Latin word for rooster, Gaius, while pavo is the Latin word for peacock. So effectively, the official name for a turkey is guinea fowl rooster peacock. Regardless of its name, the essence of the turkey is as strong as the bird itself, and it continues to carry through in our culture as something magnificent. So when you see a flock of wild turkeys run by, or are lucky enough to find a feather, maybe it's a good time to take a moment and pause, give thanks for all the abundance in your life, and consider what you might be able to give back. Special thanks to the Atlantic Magazine and National Wildlife Federation for information used in this episode. You've been listening to Rain and Shine, a production of the Learning Council, and written and narrated by me, Calla Rose Ostrander. To submit your nature and science questions, email us at rainshineweekly@gmail.com or visit our Facebook page. And thanks for listening.